Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the Difference of Opinion show. This your man, Mike P. And welcome to the show, people. Today, you know, I'm talking about my workout. And the name of this show is Swamp Ass. Sorry. It's not normally typically what we talk about on this show. But today, you know, me being a person that's obese. Well, how do you say morbidly obese? And because I had ran into this incident about when I went to the gym, and someone told me that the reason why I'm obese and fat is because I'm lazy. It amazes me that my BMI is over 50, right? And I get up every day to go to the gym to go work out. So with that being said, let's run down the numbers. If I'm obese or fat, morbidly obese, and my BMI is over 50, that means 50% of my body is fat, right? So let's take, for example, if I'm 200 pounds and my BMI is 50, right? That means I'm carrying my body weight, right? So say if my body mass is the normal range of 200, like I said, 200, and I'm 400 pounds. That means I'm carrying an extra 200 pounds because my BMI is 50. So with that, right? So if I'm lazy and I'm getting up every day to go to the gym, that means every day I get up to carry this extra 200 pounds on my back to try to make it through the day. So when people say you're lazy, that's not true. Nowhere near is it even remotely true that I'm lazy. I'm tired. It's the difference between being lazy and being tired. When you're tired, you mean you've been working all day. When you're lazy, you just don't give a fuck. Let's just cut the crap and tell it like it is. So you, average person or whoever you may be, whatever you is, say you 150, 160, 200, 300, whatever the case may be. Then you throw the same amount of weight on you and see how you make it through your day. Then go to the gym and try to work out. Then you can really see when people judge people that they don't know, they just look at them and say, oh, he's lazy. He don't want to do this, that, and the other. No, not true. It's very not true. You know, it's really a shame that people think that way. You know what I'm saying? So me carrying this extra 200 plus pounds on my back every day, and I get up and I still do 6 miles a day. 6 miles a day walking, then the exercises I do, plus the job that I get, I have to carry stuff, lift stuff, bend stuff, pick up stuff every day for 12 hours straight, which I get a 30-minute break. So I'm actually at work 12 and a half hours, not including my travel time, getting to work, and getting home from work. You know, so people want to say that overweight people is lazy. No, overworked people is some of the hardest working people in the room, to be completely honest about it. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think we're always sweating? It's because we're always working. So the reason why this title is called Swamp Ass is because just that. You know, when you work, you know what I'm saying, you get sweaty and musty. Average person, average stuff. But think about it. When you got extra skin and fat cells and your pores opening up, you know what I'm saying, the stuff starts to stink. You know, and you get swamp ass. No matter how hard you try. No matter how hard you try, when you overweight, you're going to carry an extra odor. When people say, oh, you stink, get away from me. Like, damn. Okay, I know that. So that's why I'm at the gym working out. And when I'm at the gym, I got sweaty ass and sweaty nuts. I got sweaty nut ass. You know what I'm saying? So I personally just call it swamp ass. So excuse me, if I work 12 hours a day and I come by to you need me when I directly get off work where I can't go home, hop in the shower, make sure that I'm right. You know what I'm saying? You say, I stink. I need to get away from you. Well, actually, I do stink. I shouldn't be around you because I got swamp ass. That's what it is. I got swamp ass. Oh, forgive me. My nuts are sweaty. You know what I'm saying? My leg is chafing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be kidding me, man. Sometimes people want to say and judge people and they don't even know. They just judge the book from the cover. Okay. Like people say, oh, Mike, you're lazy. If you work out a little bit harder, you stop doing this, you stop doing that. It's certain things that will help me stop doing what I've been doing, which is true. It is. And you know what? I course corrected that. I've been wanting to do this water diet thing they got. No water, no food or nothing. Just water for 30, 40 days, 7 days, whatever the case may be. And doctor saying you shouldn't do it because that could be detrimental to you. You may can take yourself out and you can lose your life by doing it. Okay, me just doing nothing can take me out too. So it's a doctor I've been recently seeing, which this lady's been getting on my nerves to be completely honest. We're going to take you down to 1,600 calories a day. Okay, cool, no problem. I ain't got no problem with that. I don't think you're working out. I don't think you're taking it serious. Wait a minute, I just said I was. Why don't you believe the things that I say when I tell you directly that I said I'm going to do this? And you kind of, no, you're not. How do you know that I'm not going to do it? You haven't even given me a chance. I said it today, and I haven't even left the doctor's office. So you prejudge me for what reason? Enlighten me on that. I'm just saying. You know, so people always want to look at a book. Oh, I don't believe you. I don't think you could do it. Well, I don't believe in you. I don't think you can do it. I think you're pretty much a horrible ass person. You know, so when I start throwing shots at people, it becomes, oh, you're just a mean person. Maybe if you wasn't so fat, you'd probably be a happy person. Actually, I am happy. When I'm not happy, it's like when people think that, oh, you're fat, you're supposed to be jolly. Let me poke you in the belly button. You're supposed to say, hee hee. Do I look like a fucking Pillsbury Doughboy to you, motherfucker? Understand me. I'm still a man, and I still deserve the respect that I am owed. So, with that being said, I just want to do this real quick because there's some stuff that's been bothering me. So, if you see somebody, you know what I'm saying, they got a little tang to them, you know what I'm saying? Be honest, you know what I'm saying? Pull them to the side, you know what I'm saying? Y'all cool? You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, you know, tighten it up. Just pull them to the side, not in front of nobody, don't embarrass them, nothing like that. And people can respect that more than you just say, oh, you fat, you stank, get away from me. You know, so just a little etiquette on some of the downsides of being fat. I'm fat. Hey, it is what it is. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with being fat because guess what? I'm getting up every day and I'm going to work my tail off to make sure I lose weight because it's not because of vanity reasons or what somebody else want for me or think I need. I'm doing it because I want to. Me. Mike P. And if you don't like it, well, like DX said, I got two words for you. And on that note, people, I'm about to get on the body here. You know, so peace, love, happiness, and all that good stuff like that. Blessed bees to the founding father, so we won't have to purge around here. So, you know, I'm Mike P. This has been real, and I'm out of here, and I'm gone. Peace.